Blog Talk Radio.
Bitumen, get 'em in. That sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight. Bitumen. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bid them in, get them in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great-grandmammy was a die-homey queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bid them in. Gonna start at 3, can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look-see. Cause I know you want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bid them in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bid them in, get them in. Here's a bid of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let them look at her flanks. Bid them in. 350's bidding, I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain, sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Bid them in, get them in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid 'em in. 6, 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid 'em in, get 'em in, bid 'em in.
Hello. Hey, ready for the revolution?
Okay, I can you hear me now there, people? Yeah, Brother Isaiah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Paul, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that, people. Yeah, I had my phone there on mute. Okay, is that there? Brother Che, you at?
Oh, okay.
At the 720. Yeah, with the last 47929. Yes, sir. All right. Okay, cool. Good. Got
all
everybody
right.
in. Sorry about that.
I'll
people,
be good.
Yeah. We're coming to you from
California. Okay. I was going to say, I hope the show didn't get canceled.
Well, you know how they always say
hey,
it's okay. They
I'm
always fucking
that
with us.
We're going to get all this right, bro.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what we're speaking about tonight, Black Fam, is our current state of affairs here in February 2020, like I was mentioning about this coronavirus that's coming about. And I've been coming across information, man, that this shit was invented in a fucking laboratory, which figures, you know, form of genocide. Same thing with the damn vaccines and the public indoctrination centers. And then also, too, we want to comment there of information that I came across. From Denver, Colorado, where two people, you know, who are unhoused, who are in the elements, you know, had passed away. And very sad. And then the sad part about it is that I stated before is that the show is uncensored, is that we got to look at our economical state of affairs, too, because see, everybody is making money up off of us. Except us, rather directly or indirectly. Rather, we go spend our money at their liquor stores, their little convenience stores, what have you, their businesses or whatnot, or rather if their nations, you know, like Russia, China, what have you, taking the minerals up off of the continent, and then our people there in the continent and just as well in the diaspora are living in abject poverty. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow us on Twitter at Shabaka EXP, which is our Twitter handle, capital S-H-A B-A-K-A-E-X-P. And that is our Twitter handle right there. And and so definitely, you know, drop knowledge. And then that also, too, you know, let you know our upcoming episodes and whatnot. Also, too, we want to give recognition there to one of our ancestors there, you know, for his born day right there, that there's the one and only Dr. Huey Pierce Newton. So, you know, we're definitely going to pay recognition to him.
Happy birthday.
Absolutely. Yeah, yes, sir, absolutely. The brother would have been 78 years old. But one of the things that the Panthers did have that we're elaborating on, man, is adequate housing and fair housing. Now, out here in California, man, like Brother Che has stated on numerous podcasts with High News, and I am the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News, about how is that you got this cost of living that's going up. You see, and all these high rises are going up with this ridiculous ass rent. You see what I mean? And this is definitely is a contributing factor to people being on houses, because just like what I'm seeing up here in Sacramento, you know, in the Bay Area, man, you know, all these homeless encampments and what have you. And then, as Brother Che has pointed out, you know, they criminalizing a person simply because they do not have a place to live. Now, let's peep game here on something, okay? Is that they got these quarantine centers that they're setting up here of information that I came across for this coronavirus coming out of China, right? But it's very interesting, man, how there's a patent on that shit, just like there's a patent on GMOs, just like there was a patent on Ebola. So what it is, Black family, they're committing genocide against us, and tonight we want to innovate, you know, of how we can countermand this path, not only the path of outside forces trying to do us in, but also the path of self-destruction, you see, is because a genocide cannot be implemented through us unless we have that path of self-destruction, you know, which we got to come up out of. You see what I'm saying? You know, the first thing is getting our children about these damn public indoctrination centers. You see what I mean? And then definitely, of course, people who want to give a shout out there to New Era Chicago, to Mile High News, to Black Eye Stand Radio, to Melanin People, dot not New Black Knowledge, Do the Knowledge Radio. Definitely we appreciate all our supporters on our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience and Hands, you know, that definitely support our program. We are going to be requesting donations to keep this platform up, so we will be having some links up there where you can make your donations and what have you. Yes, sir. Yeah, and we definitely are researching that there as well, too. I see we got a caller here. I'm going to bring on in on mute his mic out of area code 720, the last four is 4169. Good evening to you, and where you calling from, and what's your name?
You're on the air.
Hey, peace and black power, brother Sabaka, and your guest. I don't know the brother on the other line, but
this is Jesse out of Denver, Colorado, representing Mile High News. Thank you for joining us. We definitely appreciate Mile High News, all the great work we do. And also, too, please let Brother Noble know that he did a very, very excellent job, man, you know, on the video bid that I did yesterday from Sacramento, and up there was putting them damn politicians up there on blast, because Brother Chase, you stated we got to have some damn tangibles, man, and these politicians cannot just go on there and keep taking our vote for granted, like, you know, what the Democratic Party has been doing for the last 50 years, you see what I mean? So then you got to come up there with some type of tangibles of what they're going to do for us, and I appreciate, you know, what y'all are doing there, and Colorado with the Land of Opportunity project that you got going on here as well too, and appreciate you all.
Yeah, the Unity Community.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Most definitely. Yes, sir.
Y'all donate and support.
Yeah, yes, sir. You know.
Hey, Brother Noble.
Man, hey, Brother Noble.
What's up? I said what's up to y'all earlier.
I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your voice. It's been a long day.
Yeah, make sure y'all support the Unity Community Youth Retreat Center. Not only are we doing the Youth Retreat Center, but we are building an actual community around it. So y'all stay tuned. Make sure y'all donate and support. Thank you to Brother Shabaka for representing. And yeah, we're trying to get it done, man. It's a year for tangibles.
No, absolutely.
You know, we sit here and talk all we want to.
It's a decade. The hell with the year. It's a decade for tangibles.
Yes, sir, and then that's why it's time to start implementing it, man. You know what I mean? It's because just like what the ancestors said, you know, here on HP's birthday, is that we got to organize, and emphasize the concept of the cooperative economics. Also, too, we have to innovate. So, therefore, that means, man, you know, we got to educate our children, ourselves, and get them up out of these damn public indoctrination centers. In addition
that's
to what Chase, you, yeah, and that you always point out, and definitely with this being an election year, they're going to have to give up some damn intangibles. You see what I mean? Now, you had a few other people drop out this damn farce called this presidential election race.
Yang
Kang Hang
dropped out.
Yang Kang Hang, he dropped out. Let me see another cat that's dropping out. So, therefore, you got old Buttigieg and what have you. So, therefore, that implies what his agenda is with that. Yeah, then you got old Bernie up there, man, you know, with that. But what it is, we need to get rid of this damn two-party system. And definitely I appreciate Brother Sakey right there, Jesse, and Brother Noble, please correct me if I'm wrong, that he's running for office there in Colorado. Is that correct? For the Unity Party?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Let the brother feel free to call in, man, and drop his message, man, of what he's doing. But also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say here, in association with the one and only Mad Dr. D, our producer, hopefully he'll be calling in. We've been going on here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced now for over 3.5 years now, and we definitely appreciate all the support. We appreciate the expansion, you know, that what we're getting. And in addition to this podcast, was inspired by the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party back in
yes, R.I.P. to the elder
yeah.
Huey P. Newton.
Oh, yes,
Huey Percy Newton.
Absolutely. Dr. Huey Percy Newton. And then also, too, as we do know, is that he had started to patrol exercising the Second Amendment rights in California there in 1966. And then, of course, as we all do know, is that the damn state of California, you know, through statewide legislation, you know, they passed the Gun Control Act of 1968, which in fact makes it illegal for you to possess a loaded firearm here in the state of California. And if they catch you with one, you will do 5 years. And then, of course, we all do know that it was designed to prevent the Black Panther Party from exercising its constitutional rights. But it's very, very strange that I hear all these damn Trumpites, these dumpsters, supporters, and what have you, that they want to emphasize their Second Amendment rights, like what happened there on your side of the world there, Brother Isaiah, in Virginia. I believe, you know, they're talking about their gun rights and what have you. Now, as we all do know, is that when we tried to do it on an organized basis, you had a counterintelligence program, man, coming up, you know, with a special option, you know, to neutralize the party, and not only there in the Bay Area, but throughout the nation. Also, too, we are aware of the fact that Dr. Huey P. Newton did start the patrols there in West Oakland, up and down San Pablo Avenue, Telegraph, and what have you. And definitely check out our video archive for Shabaga's Black Experience Enhances, because the photographs that we are showing you on our videography in Oakland are from the actual streets of where that history did occur. And that's very, very important, because there's an ancient African proverb: listen to the wind and hear the stories of long ago. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we got the one and only Mandela Khan with us, and he could testify that I've been guest on conservative, right-wing Republican shows, and they insulted me, hate on us, man, you know, but however, you know, never apologize for how you honestly feel, you know, and I appreciate the no-good bastards. You know, speaking of ill, and they sorry asses are welcome to call them, too, and they will get smooth.
Oh, Lord.
You know,
he's going to conjure up Joe Gibson.
And we already know that we're about to go in if they do call.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And then, as we all know, ladies and gentlemen, we've had many Negroes call in our show with their cognitive dissonance, and they got smooth roasted. But, however, you know, please listen to us. You can listen to us on the Internet. You know, feel free to drop us a comment. Feel free to call in, because we deal with the Black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. But however, for those of you who are after me, in my time, you know, those who are out of the 70s, the 80s, and 90s, I definitely appreciate and recognize the awareness at a conscious level of which you are participating on and dropping knowledge, you know what I mean, and definitely keep that doing that. It's because this is a form of perhaps innovation and motivating, you know, our young people to emphasize, like the brothers down here in New Orleans, Louisiana, homeschooling our youth and getting them about these public indoctrination centers, rather if it's Maryland, rather if it's Colorado, rather if it's California, rather if it's Illinois, because they're coming up with this bullshit and feminized agenda. Yes, sir. You're coming up with this form of child abuse, having these goony bird motherfuckers sitting up here talking about drag queen story. Get the fuck up out of here with that bullshit.
Come on.
Drag queen story time.
Up there on this, I'm telling stories about it's okay for boys to wear dresses and all that bullshit.
That is downright insanity. But this here goes to show the breakdown of the family unit. And I have Mandela Khan with us on there, and there with the power of the matriarch. And I've been doing some research on that, and we most definitely will be doing a future podcast real soon. Hopefully before the end of Black History Month is out, and we are interested in doing a podcast marathon with Mile High News, Black Eye Stand Radio, New Black Knowledge. Let's see if we can get some of these media people together, man, and do a 24-hour marathon podcast, man, you know, espousing our history, and most definitely honor the black woman on that, is because I'm doing some research here, you know, of Queen and Singer, Queen Nandy, Queen Hatshepsut, Queen Amina, just came across here, you know what I'm saying, and then quite naturally, of course, she, who I refer to as the Queen Mother, I sit her down, and we know where she's at. Tupac's auntie. Y'all know who I'm talking
right.
about. So I'm starting to understand, you know, with Mandela coming on a. Yeah, yes, sir, absolutely, you know, and mm-hmm. I appreciate what Mandela Khan is dropping all this great knowledge about the power of the matriarch. Now, a couple of other sisters, a black woman, Dr. Frances Cress Wilson, who brought knowledge about the social engineering of what they've been doing to our young men ever since the 1970s, as I used to call them, you know, the super NGR movies, you know what I'm saying, showing stupid shit, but they're not going to show us in no positive light of building that, being great innovators, being great inventors,
which
contributed to a whole lot to the goddamn gross national domestic product of the United States of America, of Europe, you know what I'm saying, and into the International Monetary Fund. So most definitely all our scholars there in business, economics, knowledge, what have you, environmental studies, please give us a call and drop knowledge, 516-418-5996. So we're definitely going to let the line roll, going to bring it in there to, and say good evening to the one and only Mr. Mandela Khan from the East Coast. How you doing, Mandela Khan? What's happening with you?
What's up, bro?
Much love, much respect.
What's up, Mandela Khan?
Everything's on course, man. Everything is on course. You know, we're at the right place at the right time, the right season for the right reason.
Yes, sir.
I was just thinking and listening to you guys, and then I was looking back at this thing that we call Black History Month. I know next month is the month that they celebrate the month of the woman. And, you know, for me, just like Black History is a woman, it's a 24/7/365 for us. So it's not like we pick any day out of our history to celebrate our greatness. You know, we can point up a whole bunch of achievements from the past of history, but now it's her story, now to the future. That's what's going to help us to heal by unifying all of those forces on the table, you know, like, say, for instance, some people say, well, I didn't like Dr. Martin Luther King. I like no Haas Malik El-Sabah, better known as Malcolm X. But here's what I like to remind people. Just like Tupac and Biggie, Malcolm and Martin, they paid the ultimate price with their life. So we can't exclude anyone who came forth, whether we agree with their concept or we didn't. The system is what we found, that the system has to be destroyed, because it don't matter whether we come with a flag of peace or a flag of the red, black, and green. They're here to destroy us. But the problem is not with them. The real problem is with us. How long, Mr. Martin, are we going to go along with this Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue, and don't stand with the red, black, and green? That is why we installed the matriarch from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, the UK, University of Kentucky, the Congo to the Bongo. And the reason why we do it like that is because we got to remember what we forgot and what we don't want to recognize. Revolution is a system that overturns a rotten wealthy sacred system, and revolution is what's got to be put on the table. And if we look at even the Panthers, they had a Black Panther Party for self-defense. Well, what did we learn from that? That we wasn't offensive. Because if we was offensive, then we would have a political wing that would be putting our planks, our platform on the table and letting the system work up. We're not going to stop until we get our 40 acres and move our reparations, until we get our birthright back. So whatever goes down, y'all started it. So don't say that we started a war. Y'all started a war with the illegal alien European invaders trespass on our holy lands from here to the Congo to the Bongo. So the fact is that we have to have a political wing so that everyone can join. And we only need a few fighters, you know. We call them the 357s. Three go in as reconnaissance mission, and five go in as rounding up the booty, the spoils, and the hostages. And seven is the extraction team to withdraw and go back to a safe place to where we can send our political wing back out to the news the next day and say, look, what we told you, if you take one of ours, we're going to take two of yours. We told you. You know, it's no good to have the new Black Panthers, the old Black Panthers, we knew the gun club, and we just sitting on our ass watching us being slaughtered in the streets. So we don't have no offensive weaponry. So that's why we brought in the matriarch.
because
right.
Matriarch has a way of getting control of all of her men with that good pussy of hers, right? So if she takes that good pussy and says, look, Raheem, Jose, Jumbo, and Leah, Ling Ling, ain't no more of this. The gangland shit. The real gang is the gang who organized to get our shit back. And we don't want a job. We don't want to sit in no office. We don't want to go to work. What we want is we want all our shit back. And this time we're bucking for all our shit. So the women have to take control of that leadership so she can organize the community. So we're authorizing them to organize, organize, organize in place until we get the accumulated numbers to where we can put the nation in season. So I've been sending a couple of videos out of a couple of the matriarchal daughters. One is Empress Michelle Love Lee, and the other is Aksaita Veda, and there are others. And I did this timely to show people that I'm not some Lone Ranger or some Superman or some Shaka Zulu. I'm authorized by the matriarch herself, and Winnie Mandela is my leader, not Nelson Mandela. And if you notice, Nelson Mandela, betrayed the great woman who was the real leader of Nkuntu Wiswizwi, and she was the leader of the military. Her name was Winnie Mandela. And in order for him to become the president and him and Desmond Tutu to get in the deal and say, look, this is a truth from the Reconciliation Commission, so whatever the clerk, Bolsa, and the children of Soweto, whatever they went through, we're not going to punish y'all. We're not going to take y'all to trial. We're not going to put y'all on trial for treason and genocide. What we're going to do, we're going to punish Winnie Mandela. And his number one reason why he became president, they told him that first we got to divorce her. But if we go back, it was her who came to America, and it was her who authorized all of the fighting against apartheid, closing down all these big businesses and boycotting them until they changed their way, because they knew that the wealth in South Africa is the greatest wealth in the continent of Africa. Now, Nigeria got more people. Nigeria got a whole abundance of stuff. But if you look at the Defense Department and all the things that's used by stealth, this infrared, this night vision, all these technological advancements, most of that stuff.
Right.
That's why I tell you, there's 100 precious metals. Even the white power system worldwide, they know that without those precious metals and metals and those yellow cake, that yellow cake is the uranium that produces the plutonium for their nuclear reactors. So the yellow cake only is produced from the ground up in Niger. So you look at white power and look at us, we don't have no nuclear reactors. You know, the half of us, though, we don't have no submarines, no stealth bombers, and no infrared and all this kind of shit. We don't have no satellites to track every fly that crosses across the goddamn world. They got it, but they use our technology for their rise to power. So what I'm saying is they use our blood, sweat, and tear equity and our lands that we submit that to, because they don't have no permission without our submission. Without our submission, they don't have no permission. So this is woman authority that we organize now. Even if we bias and prejudice against each other, you know, we got all these different thousand organizations, but many people say they're not African, but I can prove to you that white power, they know that if the continent of Africa wasn't at their disposal, they wouldn't be nothing at all.
Right?
So it's up to us, but we say we Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Muslims, or Christians, Prince of Blood, Blackstone Rangers, El Wiccan, or whatever the fuck we call ourselves. You are a Black Klux Klan. Divided we stand, together we all fall. The only way we become back into our birthrights and our shit back is when we put aside all those titles and labels and say, look, we children of the sun. And whatever y'all talking about hell don't have no power to burn us, because we are from the sun and we are the one. So we're going to have to take a calculated risk and a calculated gamble to come together. And maybe right now we don't like each other, but we're going to love the results. So I'm going to stop right there.
Right. And that's real shit there, too. They're Mandela kind as well, too. It's because, like I said, man, I've been doing a lot of research, man, on the African queens, man, and they commanded a whole lot of power. Queen Amina commanded 20,000 troops. You know what I mean?
Right.
To mention, you know, Her Majesty Queen Hatshepsut commanded her troops in the field, and we're not going to talk about Queen Nzinga. Yes, we're not going to talk about the Maroons in the Caribbean down there. But the thing is, though, as you know, they're two Mandela kind, like I try to tell those crows over there on that other podcast, and they don't want to listen. And if they are listening, fine. But what it is that we have to look at why the reason for the reparations and the tangibles to their Brother Jay and Brother Noble is because we have to look at all the wealth that was produced, not only off the slave market itself, okay, because the slave itself was a commodity, but we also have to look at the commodities that were produced off the slave labor, such as sugarcane, such as cotton, such as tobacco,
mm-hmm.
and the gross national product of not only the United States, but Portugal, Spain, England, France, especially, particularly off the sugar cane, because not only did France have the Louisiana Purchase and New Orleans and whatever, but they had Haiti and various other islands down in the Caribbean, the same damn thing with the Portuguese down there and the Dutch, you know, down there, you know, the Dutch West Indies and all of that. And then, of course, we do know with the British, you know, the United States, Barbados, the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas and whatever. So all that sugarcane came up off of this. So now you got the sugarcane market, the tobacco market, plus the slave market. But also, too, you had the banking market because the banks was making money that was being deposited into their accounts. The insurance companies, Hartford Insurance was one of them, the damn DuPont, you see what I mean? You know, insuring the ships, you see? That brought the slaves here, insuring the slaves themselves. So all this here contributed greatly to, you know, the gross national product of the United States of America. But however, when you try to lay down this knowledge, when you try to tell people that if it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be no damn International Monetary Banking Fund. There wouldn't be no damn IRS. You see what I mean? Because they get all the raw materials from us, from our continent. And they don't never want to talk about what those goddamn Belgians did down there in the Congo for that bastard King Leopold II murdered 13 million
Africans.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not to mention the role out of Germany in the Namibia.
Right. Right, exactly. You see what I'm saying? Well, you get your infamous Rhodes Scholar. In fact, when they used to call Zimbabwe Rhodesia, it was named after Cecil Rhodes. You see what I mean? Now, the part that fucks me up is that the Dutch. Yes, sir. The Dutch and the British had a war over the resources down in southern Africa. And that was called the Boer War of the earlier part of the 20th century, you know, after they decimated the Zulu Empire down there with their death and destruction. You see what I mean? And then you had segregation implemented down there that they called apartheid, you know, but just like the same shit that you had right here in the United States, you see. So therefore, Mandela Khan, you know, when those guys come up there, man, talking about their founding fathers and all that, we call them sons of bitches with the rape and slave trading pedophiles. They're goddamn one of them. You know what I'm saying?
No damn founding fathers. They are just insane. They are the cause for this term of devastation in this world or over the whole continent.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Parasites to the planet. And then also, too, now let's just look at it this
and
here.
We want to celebrate our Presidents' Day because there ain't no forefathers in the country. They search the end.
Brother, I put
the forefathers is us. We built this country. There would be no country if it wasn't for the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors.
So, yes, sir, you absolutely are correct. And then to mention the fact, too, of how they systemically had taken, you know, the patent rights and copyrights from our black intellectuals. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we got to look at that. Rutherford's Garrett Morgan, you know what he did with the stoplight. Rather, the brother who worked with Edison with the light bulb. And what they would do is generally take the brother's invention and then they would go patent.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? But
they do it all
the
time.
Oh, yes, sir. And I did come across some information where a few of our black inventors and what have you, you know, were getting their patents, which is okay. But when a lot of the people have found out that it was a black-owned business, then they quit spending their money with them. You know, that's ironic, ain't it? Now, the cold part about that situation there, you know, on the economical factor, cooperative economics, as Brother Malcolm said, you know, when our people were sitting at the lunch counter begging for a cup of coffee, and we're going up there to F.W. Woolworth's S.H. Crest sitting at the lunch counter begging to give these motherfuckers our money when we should have been keeping it within our own community. I mean, let's look at the Black Wall of Tulsa, Oklahoma that they bombed. You see, great economical center for us. You see, so we got to emphasize that more to our youth. Also, too, we got to emphasize to our youth of having some damn trades and skills. You know, learn this internet shit, learn this coding, you know, this high technology. I mean, these damn tech guys are making trillions of goddamn dollars. And you got motherfuckers out here living in the fucking street. And half the people.
But they can't pay us what they owe to the doctor.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then, too, and like you said, Brother Che, what you write about, man, $100 trillion motherfucking dollars. You know what I'm saying? Hey, take it in real estate,
and that's
man.
That's where we're starting,
Chewbacca.
That's where we're starting. Yeah. That's the basement. $100 trillion for past, present, and future.
Damn.
They always call people on building high-tech buildings, like, they already got Google.
Oh, yeah.
They already got those Apple stores. I've been seeing them. Different cell phone stores in the mall too. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, well, see, what it is that they're expanding real fast exponentially is because when you got trillions of dollars, man, or hundreds of billions of dollars at your disposal, man, you're doing some moving and shaking. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You controlling the industries right there. You see what I mean? And then we got to look back at the past. As I say, going back to tradition is the first step forward. Now, let's look at the lesson from the Montgomery bus boycott in 1955. Even Dr. Marimba Ani and her work, the Yorugu, about going back to tradition is the first step forward, the concept of Sankofa. So I look at what Mandela Khan is doing is the same thing with the power of the matriarch. It's going back to tradition, being a first step forward, like he says on his post, remembering what we forgot. But then we also recognize the fact that what these damn public indoctrination centers are doing to our youth. Even Dr. Jacob Carruthers had talked about the Mohawk Conference, where you had former President Rutherford B. Hayes say in 1890 at the Mohawk Conference that the only thing that the Negro should be worried about is just the concept of work. No innovation, no education. You see what I mean? As Dr. Carter G. Woodson had pointed out, you know what I mean?
The education of the Negro.
Exactly. See, you control his mind, you control his actions. And then also, too, I believe it has been said, if you're conditioning people for so long to keep going through the back door, if one is not there, that they will build one. That shit is incredible. You see, this is why here at Chewbacca's Black Experience, and hence we did create the hashtag of Resurrection of the Mental Dead, drop knowledge on every subject that is, you know, up under the sun, because that's what is exactly what it's there for. And this is why I appreciate, you know, what's happening there in Colorado with the Unity community. And then also, too, Brother Noble, as I mentioned to you, man, we'll be doing an episode, man, you know, on the water situation, is because you're definitely going to need water, you know, to grow your food. You're going to need water, you know, for farming and things of that nature right there as well, too. So we're definitely going to be doing a feature story, and that is because California does have a very, very unique history with its water. There was an old saying down in Southern Cal, if you can't bring water to Los Angeles, then you bring Los Angeles to the water. And then we're going to expose that crooked-ass shit of what it was that happened down there in the late 1920s and 30s with Hoover Dam, because Southern California gets all its river, Jesse, ironically, Brother Noble, from the Colorado River. that separates
yep.
California from Arizona, you know, where the Hoover Dam was. And the city of mm-hmm. Los Angeles threw its water and power. I believe they had a 50-year lease on it. But, you know, they had a bunch of fuckery and crooked-ass shit going on with that, with the water and the power down there in Los Angeles. Now, another thing, too, Brother Jesse, Brother Jay, that you had mentioned, is this 5G towers. You see, you
yes.
know, with that radiation, you know, with the highest form of mm-hmm. and damn near the gamma rays on the electromagnetic spectrum, and this here will cause a lot of diseases, a lot of injuries, a lot of cancer-causing situations.
Yeah.
And then also, too, we want to mention, you know, all these damn GMOs that Monsanto's got out here, particularly there in the San Joaquin
right.
Valley. And they own the patents on that shit, you see. And then what
mm-hmm.
happens, gentlemen, as you know, when the agricultural plant life starts to grow up, it starts having the spores. The wind picks up the spores.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, they got a lot of wind in the San Joaquin Valley because this is the world's biggest wind tunnel, if you ask me. Been through every aspect
yeah.
of it. But when those spores that blow in the wind land on other crops 25, 30, 40, 100 fucking miles away, then those crops automatically become property of Monsanto.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, see,
man.
They're doing this shit here, man, with your asparagus, man. They're
that
doing it, man, you know, with your strawberries, you know, alfalfa, cilantro. They also, when I was in the Pacific Northwest last, speaking with people up there in the farm communities with the apple orchard and pear orchards, they knew doing the same goddamn thing up there. You see?
Whoa.
So what it is, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a state of emergency, you know, as a people, and so we got to recognize that. We got to go back
yep.
to the teachings of our ancestors, because going back to tradition is the first
That's
step forward. And then what we got to do is get rid of all these brain-dead Negroes who still believe
and
that the only way of our pride is to be out here yassabossing and ass-scratching. The day of the yassaboss is over with.
It's all over, right? I'm tired of seeing the
and
same narrative all over again.
Oh, absolutely, brother, absolutely. And then look at that cesspool called Los Angeles, California, with its bullshit, that raggedy-ass institution called Hollywood. And all the only thing they want to
mm-hmm.
do is
Hollywood. Weird.
Man.
Yeah, Hollywood. Yup, I was going to that too,
man. Man, we're putting it mildly, man. That place is his own damn insane asylum, galaxy,
right.
universe, or whatever, man. You got a whole
that,
lot
that, and I have his own planet.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right.
And it's designed that way there, too, is because a lot of our people who are talented go there, get turned out, man, you know, then they get fucked over and what have you, man. Look at Dorothy Dangerous.
Yep.
Look at Richard Pryor. You see what I'm saying? Look at
right.
Billie Holiday. You see what I mean? Look at Scatman Crothers and all that, and then all the type of films and images that you want to portray, man, is some bullshit.
It's the negative stereotypes.
Some
Billy Porter. Yes,
right, some negative
yes,
stereotypes.
Sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
They
you
want to play
saying?
As pimp, play as prostitutes,
yeah.
As basketball players, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. That's not Hollywood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you know, without a doubt, you see, and believe me, it is weird. So, therefore, you know, we got to get the homeschooling going on there for our children to set a better, for us to set a better imagery of ourselves, particularly as men, for our children, particularly, you know, for black boys. It's because over the years I've done research and I've came to the conclusion that there is a plot to destroy black boys. Why? Because boys grow into what? Men. And then these hypocritical, no good bastards, you know what I'm saying? They keep pissing on our head, telling us that it's rain, insulting our fucking intelligence. And that's exactly what the hell we need to treat it as. It's because let's look at what Dr. Newton did.
Let's say if you can't read by the fifth grade, there's a prison cell waiting for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying? And without a doubt. Look at your mass incarceration.
They're not really teaching young boys, young black boys anything up in their schools.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they
see,
just find
indoctrination.
Right.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, see, it's indoctrination. And then, as you see, when you're in these damn public indoctrinations, they're getting you to answer to do everything by a fucking bell. Then they're going to put you in places like detention. They don't have enough materials to teach you.
And also, they don't put you in,
Also, if there's something wrong with the little black boy or the little black girl, they put them in some kind of class or some kind of what's it called?
Special education, remedial classes. That type of shit. You see what I mean? You know, once again, add more to
the and don't let them have dreads. Don't let them have dreads. They won't let them graduate.
Let them have our hairstyles. They will cut off our hairstyles. They're going to ban our natural resources, so we cannot have anything.
This here. In the state of California, that Gavin Newsom, the governor here, he did sign legislation saying that they cannot, repeat, that they cannot discriminate against our people in any way, form, or fashion with that. Rather, if they're in school, going on job interviews, attending the university, or what have you. You see, that there is our culture. They don't want us to embrace our culture. They want us to
hate
our culture.
They're so jealous of our culture. You know what? They're so jealous of our culture, but at the same time, while they judge of our culture, they trying to wear our culture,
their culture is murder, death, destruction.
I also call them plain people because they're so plain because they don't have no history.
History is murder, death, kill.
Mm-hmm.
Murder, death,
rape. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's just downright insanity. And then also, too, I just want to comment a little bit on your boy Trump there in regard to Roger Stone and all that old crooked-ass shit,
Trump.
Man. I call him the dumpster, man, because he is straight full of shit. You know, now here's something that I'm pulling up right now. I'm pulling this up on the internet right now. Yes, sir.
Chewbacca and Noble and Isaiah. Disappointed some guy named Robert Mobley or something to he's the czar of homelessness. And him and Ben Carson is supposed to be here meeting with our mayor, Michael Hancoon, on Friday.
This dude wants
to cut all the funding in the hood. So it's going to be more unhoused people, especially in the senior buildings on the streets.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then also, too, I'm looking at this dude, man. He's putting all these cuts here, man, to housing programs, food stamps, man, he raided Social Security and what have you. And so, which means is, man, not only should they indict his ass again, but what they need to do is start removing some of these damn senators right there. You see, and I don't know, Brother Che, you have to drop knowledge on that. Dude, some of the states have the power to recall the people that they send to Congress and also to the U.S. senators, is because I do know, you know, that California could do the recall at the local level.
It depends on how close the election was. If they got more than 35% of the vote, it's real hard to recall them. Now, if it was a close election and it came down to a runoff or something, depending on whatever city, municipality, state, jurisdiction, you should be able to do that.
Let me intervene on that. That's what Class Action 567 will do. I'll get to that in a minute. But I wanted to just try to sum up what y'all have said by doing a BDA. And a BDA is called a bomb damage assessment. And if we do a bomb damage assessment from the genesis of when these illegal aliens, European invader immigrants, trespass on our holy lands up to now, this revolutionary revolution, we have to do a bomb damage assessment to see how did we come from where we was, greatness, to them with nothing, to where we come up now with them with everything and us with nothing. And we have to lay the map of the world out to see that. And if you lay the map of the world out, you'll see, and by the way, Joe Gibson asked me when you were coming on. I told him at 10 o'clock. And I also told him and his crew that I know that y'all like it in your comfortable little setting with your little clan club and your fan club, because you know if you come outside your comfortable communication network, you're going to get your ass kicked. So I know it's going to take a lot of heart for you to come outside of your comfortable place. But if you look at the map of the world, we need to lay the map of the world out. Because I know that 1.1% of black people live in the United States of America. But if you do a bomb damage assessment, it was a thing that they said, to the victor, go to spoils. And what they meant was, between the European Union, whether it's England, France, Germany, Italy, Ireland, while they were slaughtering each other, they wasn't fighting because they didn't like each other. They was fighting to see who was going to win control of our shit. And if you look at all the wars that white people fought, World War One, World War Two, they wasn't fighting because they didn't like. They was fighting to see who was going to control our shit. You see, so the problem was that we went with them, not fighting for our shit because we had it already before they came. We had civilizations, we had nations before they trespassed on the holy lands. But what we did, we forfeited our birthright. But I ride with them because of the Big Bang Theory, because they came with the five breathing fish and the caterpillars that blow smoke. So when you look at the assessment now, you lay the map of the world out and see where there's any commodities. Wall Street, you know, they have the Nasdaq, the Dow Jones, and the index and what have you. Most of us don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah,
they're talking about our shit. That's what they're talking about, right? They're not talking about anything other than our shit. And the way we can prove it is that if you lay the map of the world out, look at what kind of commodities are in Europe. The coffee they drink comes from Colombia and Brazil. The
tea
they drink comes from India and China.
Come out of Europe.
Ain't nothing in Europe other than some tulips in Holland and a little steel in Germany. So what they are actually fighting for is to control that which is not there. So the problem we're having is that we don't have the United States of Africa with the red, black, and green, but that's the rally point, according to us, under the matriarch and class action 567. That covers us all over the planet. What that means is that from the Genesis, you didn't give us 4 acres and do, and divided we stand, together we all fall. I know that if we divide like this, who the fuck gonna give us a penny or $100 bill? So class action demands of nature, if we want our shit back, that we come together, and under class action, under a recall, one vote on the local, county, city, state, and federal level. One vote, say for instance, the mayor got voted with 10,000, one vote. All we needed 10,000, two people to go get his ass and bring him up out of there and put him on trial for genocide, perjury, sedition, insubordination, and treason. This is what class action 567 is. So we have the duty to, and a right to recall these blacks based on what? The stolen legacy. What did they steal? They stole our shit. And now they are using our shit against us. So if we go out in our community, we don't have no Shabaka's grocery store. We don't have no Men's Undercons gas station. We don't have no Governor's supermarket or sister, what have you, Washington's Ponzi Mac. We see everybody in our community, they come in our community, like Elijah El Shabbat said, they come in every morning with an empty motherfucking shopping bag. When they leave by 11 o'clock at night, they go out with a full shopping bag, and we don't see not nary penny of that money ever, ever again. So the problem is not on them. They're doing their thing. They are parasites, blood suckers. They have to suck the life out of us because they don't have no life where they are. So the sun will kill their ass.
They all
die. The sun will give us life. So what we got to do is put aside our bias and prejudice and look at all these communities where we see all these South Koreans in there with all these stores, all these Indians and Arabs and shit with all this stuff. And we say, look, here's what we're going to do until we get control. We're going to take all our money to the white, big motherfucking supermarkets or what have you if we don't have some African vegetables, fruits, and whatever. If we got them, we go there. But the fact is, we got to give these people 30 days to vacate our so-called black community. We give you 30 days. We ain't going to burn you down like Spike Lee said. Do the wrong thing, that movie. If we mad, Don't go in there burning them motherfuckers shit down. Get them motherfuckers 30 days, and you dare anybody to go in there and spend a penny. Don't go buy a fucking blunt wrapper. Don't go buy a 40 ounce. Don't go buy no fish fry, cat and dog. Don't buy none of that shit. You're going to force these motherfuckers out of our community if they are communities.
That's
and
right.
We got to do that in the political will. In the political will is where the people join together, and we take our tens and $100 bills, and we create what does not exist. We got these churches, mosques, synagogues. We got community centers. We got all these empty buildings. We got these houses. And if we're going to have homeschooling, the whole damn community, because it takes a village to raise a child, but when you got a crazy-ass village, ain't no child going to be guaranteed to be raised. We all need to be reconstructed, because under Reconstruction, that was one of the most greatest political economical time of our history, and that was when they came up with the Knight Rider, and they came up with the police, they came up with the IMF, the World Bank, they came up with the FBI, the CIA. None of that shit existed before Reconstruction. That was when they attacked Rosewood, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all the whole Northeast regions. It was all black businesses and professional people running everything from Harlem to everything. We was all over doing our thing, man. But then they changed the game.
Yep.
So when they changed the game, we came up with like the Panthers, we're going to pick up some arms and we're going to go and pick up guns, but we didn't do this. We didn't attack their motherfucking ass. See, it's like those people in Virginia. They just doing a photo op of what the Panthers did, but I told Joe Gibson, I said, look, you motherfuckers out there with all them guns and all that weapons, why not go to Virginia and get them motherfuckers? Well, we just exercised our right. I said, we did it, but y'all wasn't with the Panthers. Some of you motherfuckers just go with the Panthers. But y'all didn't go and say, look, they fucked up with the Panthers. Now I'm going to fuck with them for fucking with the Panthers. So don't tell me that you want me to pick up some guns under your fucking constitution. When your constitution says I'm 3/5 of a person, when your constitution says that under the 13th and 14th Amendment, why you think these concentration camps were full of Africans and Mexicans and all this shit now is because of the drug war. So we saying, we got to reverse this whole thing. This is a political question that we got to answer. And we got to unite. And whatever we have to do, we're going to do it. But main thing is we got to stop the killing and start healing. Stop the killing and start building internally.
Right.
You're right. Yeah, you see, we have to do that there with ourselves, too. And then also, too, Brother Che, as you said, man, you know, where these other groups always want us to go up there and start caping for them. So what we got to do is we got to start doing for ourselves first, because you can't do shit for nobody else, man, until you take care of your own home. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
And this is the part. Hey,
nobody so with that being
hard,
said,
we have to do it ourselves.
We need to not fall for the trick bag. This intersectionality, this coalition, all this bullshit. We all in this together, Bush. We can't fall for that no more, family.
Right, no more.
All that we got, ain't nobody gone through the hell that we continue to go through. And ain't no impressing Olympics because we gonna win hands down.
Right.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is, man, you know, it's this homeless crisis, man, that is affecting us real bad, man, based off of research that I did. Is that how in the hell, man, in the city of Oakland, man, where we make up less than 13% of the goddamn population and we making up more than 50% of the homeless. Now, one is those high-ass rents, and this is why I appreciate, you know, those sisters there, Brother Che, that took over the house over there
moms
on
for
in West Oakland.
Yep.
Yeah, Moms for House. So definitely give a shout-out there to them. Is because I've been on top of that story, and they did make terms to purchase the property from the Southern California real estate developer who was just, you know, and the house was unoccupied. Then you got a whole lot of these damn studio apartments, gentrification and shit, you know, that are unoccupied, and you got more and more motherfuckers out here living in the street, and people are dying. And like I said there, too, on my live feed from Sacramento yesterday, I believe, Brother Che, is that this is going to lead to a goddamn public health crisis. You see, people
it
are
is.
Pissing and shitting in the street, man. It's because the motherfucker
got
to piss and
we've
shit.
Already
it's
seen
bad.
It in our individual, states and cities. All these outbreaks of hepatitis.
Now we got
meningitis. We got meningitis in the shelters here.
Meningitis. Man. Oh,
man,
that's bad.
Oh, no.
There's, no. Yeah, now where's the damn Center of Disease Control, man, for this one, man? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, where the fuck are they at? You see, and then they out there passing out patents.
They ain't nowhere because, they ain't nowhere because they don't care about us. Right, because
they
don't care about us.
They're part of the fucking problem. You see? You know, real spit. You know, you got all these goddamn pharmaceutical houses, man, vaccines. You know, using all these damn vaccines to kill our children, giving them autism and all this shit,
right.
And also
them
the medical kidnappings,
that, right. Mm-hmm.
And then the medical kidnappings that they're doing of our children when they refuse to get vaccinated, you know, to go to these goddamn public indoctrination centers. You see, so therefore, they hit the
and put in
the
special ed.
Your
child have autism, your child have ADHD, got to put in the special education.
Yeah, all that
so
shit.
So it can't be a fall back behind. Like, come on now.
Right. Yeah, you see, and you see, it's designed as well, you know, giving the kids autism and what have you. It's like they're using us for fucking guinea pigs. And then this dude, what's his name? Bill Gates, talking about he wants to depopulate Africa.
He's spending $5 million to send the coronavirus.
Yeah.
To send the coronavirus, but he's talking about
right.
No, it's to send the coronavirus over to Africa so we can kill off the youth.
Yeah.
Because majority of Africa's population is youth age between 18 and
35. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And another reason, too, why they would want to kill off the youth there, too, Brother Chad, stop a potential uprising. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is is why also, too, that they're coming to us with this public indoctrination shit. And then, like in the state of Texas, man, when they want to take Black history out their curriculum. Same thing down here in North Carolina. They want to take Black history out the curriculum. And also, too, Brother Chad, you put something up there that Colorado is trying to do the same shit.
Yep.
They know the same shit up there too, brother. Damn.
Yeah, you see, so therefore they want us dummy down, you know, and
right.
I've been witnessing this here in my lifetime, man. If each generation, man, about the last 40 years that I've witnessed, they seem to be dumbing us down more and more by every 10 years.
Yeah.
You see, you know, look at the imagery that they projected for us, you know, motherfuckers going out here showing the crack of their ass, all this old type of shit. You know.
Just back
and then to this mumbo.
You already know.
And then
things and all that shit.
All that bullshit, making that shit the norm. And then, you know, listen to the lyrics of self-destruction, man, that they're putting off in the music. You see what I mean?
Well, wearing a wedding dress holding a Uzi.
Yeah, that kind of shit. And then, then also, too, Brother Chad, who is that motherfucker, man?
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, but who is that motherfucker they showed down there in L.A., man, up there wearing a goddamn dress, you know, with a bow tie?
That's Billy Porter.
What's that? Is he talking about Billy Porter?
Billy Porter.
That Billy Porter.
God damn.
I know, right?
Now,
that's a
that
bad right
totally,
there.
Yeah, that is totally sick. You know, and there's another episode on that about two and a half years ago.
Yeah, he's all out with his. He be dressing all kinds of shit. Like, what the fuck he be wearing?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
My he had a dog collar around his neck.
Yeah, man, I don't like those type of shit.
Dog collar.
You know. And then also, too, man, another place, man, to talk about that there down there in that damn cesspool called Hollywood, which is a section of the city of Los Angeles. Look at all the damn jigaboo movies that they used to do of us, man, in the 30s and 40s. The same thing, man, with these damn cartoon characters. All these goddamn characters, man, of Uncle Remus and Uncle Tom and Nigga Jim and Mark Twain and all that bullshit up and down the Mississippi River. You see what I mean? And then, too, you know, and then when our people go down there to Los Angeles and what have you, they get all fucked around and turned down. Careers get fucked over like Dorothy Dangerous.
Exactly.
They did that to Billie Holiday. You know what I'm saying? And look how they.
Look what they did to Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was trying to buy NBC.
NBC.
Somehow Yep, and his son got killed, and now all of a sudden, all this random crazy ass crazy white bishops just want to somehow just come out of nowhere and then say that, oh, he did something to me. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, just like with that. Yeah, just like that bullshit case they had against Kobe Bryant there in Colorado. I mean, when this motherfucker kept saying that, you know, he repeated, that he had violated them repeatedly, giving them drugs and shit. Okay, well, if that's the case, then why the fuck
right.
are you saying that?
Like, how come you didn't say nothing back then? Now,
yeah, but that's my point, man. You know, it's a bunch of bullshit, man. Just like that schizophrenic-ass neurotic individual that falsely accused Kobe of that shit, and then they go examine this motherfucker, and she's got four different samples of four different men in her drawers. Man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, you know, this type of shit. And then, of course, we're going to talk, not to mention that farce of the O.J. Simpson case you had down there in Los Angeles, too, back in 94.
And then you
got this boombox O.J. Now get this, you guys. Then the motherfucker, man, you know, the day he got arrested and got hit with the case, he's on riding in a Ford Bronco with a goddamn gun to his head, talking about he's getting ready to go to Nicole's grave and kill his goddamn self. And then the motherfucker going no more, man, than 38 miles an hour down the damn freeway. The fucking express freeway. And he doing 35 miles an hour.
I remember that.
35 miles
man,
an hour.
I'm too young.
But that was in June of 1994. I remember it very well. You see, and then the damn investigation and all that shit was botched, and then these white folks, you gonna say, oh, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty, and then what does this stupid motherfucker do? He goes to Nevada of all goddamn places. Then, you know, there he goes his Heisman Trophy back, and then they get his motherfucker man 9 years in Nevada.
For stealing his own shit. For taking his own shit.
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then the cold part about it is the cats that he conspired to go get his shit with, they testified against his ass in court. And then the motherfucker gets out of that, gets out of, the Nevada State Penitentiary near a place called Fallon, I believe. Then goes to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've been through that town.
The hotel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, that's off interstate. Yeah. Fallon is off of Interstate 80 out in the middle of no fucking place. Yeah, I've been on Highway 80 out there in the middle of nowhere. So then the motherfucker goes down there to Las Vegas, okay, gets drunk, shows his ass. Then they give it a lifetime ban at the casino there at the Cosmopolis. And I mean, man, what the fuck sample ramble bullshit was this Negro working with? To quote you, Brother Jay, you know, what kind of scatterbrain ass shit is that? You see, that's kind of productive. But you see, when we look at Marimba, as Dr. Marimba, wrote about, the disaster is so bad that it's beyond description. And I hate to say, black family, but as long as we keep sending IUs to these goddamn public indoctrination centers, we will always be out of our goddamn minds on a collective basis. And that is a very sad fucking fact to realize. And one thing that the Minister of Defense did said, man, we want a decent education to teach our youth about the truth about this American decadated society. We want housing fit for human beings to live in. You see, and here you got these goddamn trillionaires coming into this motherfucker man called Silicon Valley from all over the world. You see, trillions of dollars, man. And then you got people living in a goddamn street. So therefore, it's a definite correlation between all the Silicon Valley money and gentrification to the homeless population. But you're going to have a goddamn airport.
It's not gentrification. It's ethnic cleansing.
We need to stop calling it gentrification.
Genocide.
It's genocide. And glad you brought that up, Brother Chase, because research that I've done is to find out they're doing the 1930s, is that the Nazi Party, when Hitler was coming to power, man, was looking at the Jim Crowism laws and discrimination against us in the United States that white America used to use against the people who they was taking all their land and shit from there. And, Germany, the Jewish communities. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Man, damn, he's used white supremacy, man, with that. See?
Yep.
You see what I mean? Yeah, no.
Yeah, but get some so-called
Yeah, and now get this here, too, gentlemen. Now, Joe Louis, the former heavyweight champion of the world who served in World War II, right? He beat the shit out of Max Schmeling, man, before this, the start of World War II, where the U.S. got involved. The dude, you know, he does 4 years in the U.S. military. He gets out, fights again, donates $20 million. Now, get this, people. Then he makes a huge donation of over $1 million to the U.S. Navy. Then they turn around and hit the man with goddamn tax evasion.
What?
Wow.
Motherfucker, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what they did to the former heavyweight champion, Joe Louis. Oh, yes, sir.
Man, I did not know that.
That's what happened to Joe Louis.
Damn.
Yeah,
say that
there
again.
Say it again. That's what happened to Joe Louis. Yes, sir. That's what happened to Joe Louis. You could pull it up. You know what I'm saying? You know. And then this is why I appreciated the heavyweight champion in 1967 when they sent them a draft notice. He told them to go fuck themselves.
Ain't no yellow man ever called me a nigga.
You see what I'm saying? And it's very, very important, Brother Che and Brother Isaiah, for those of you of your generation to have that knowledge, man, is because, see, that's the knowledge that they're trying to erase. Same thing with it that HP did, man, in his 20s. You see what I'm saying? 50 years ago, patrolling the streets of Oakland, California, make sure they're ensuring our safety against state-sanctioned homicide. You see what I'm saying? Through the police department. You see, but brothers, we off here in overtime, man. So we're gonna close the show on a good note, man. Anybody got any closing comments, man, before they pull the plug on us?
I want to say this: I love this show. I love being part of this show. I'm the host, and we gotta stick together. Yeah, you know, but you already know.
Yes, sir, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I appreciate your commentator. Brother Isaiah, he's been with us from the beginning, y'all. Yeah, he's been with us from the beginning. All right, Brother Che, you got any closing comments, sir?
Yeah, I just want to second what Isaiah said. I love this show, just like I love Amon Hyman and the other independent black media. Focus on our time. This is not only the year of tangibles, but the decade of tangibles. We're going to get this
regardless.
Party system has to fall in the process, so be it. It's never been to our benefit anyway. So it can all collapse. I'll help it collapse. Right?
Yep.
We're going into full-fledged dictatorship. 20 signs of Nazi Germany. That's what we're living right now in 2020 in the United States of America. So it's coming whether like it or not. People are trying to scare us with Trump. We've been dealing with Trump for 400 years. They're saying anybody with Trump, they want us to continuously vote for them, and they're not producing nothing for us. Politics is an exchange, not a gift. These Democrats have been taking of our vote for a half a century, and this decade, it has to end. So we're down to withhold our vote just so we can get tangibles, because this is ridiculous. We're not going to keep just voting because you tell us to vote or because you said our John Lewis, or you said, I marched for Dr. King. And, by the way, Bernie Sanders, he voted for the 94 crime bill. So,
it's all acts
of evil. There is no lesser of two evils. It's all evil. And we need to do away with the two-party system, period.
Okay, brother Mandela Khan, you got any closing comments?
Absolutely. History is best qualified to reward all research. And if we look at now to the future, we're going to have to do something we've never done before. Did we ever pray before? Yes, we've been praying ever since they put us on our knees. But then once we get up, we go and help them, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, on us. So fuck praying. Okay?
Right.
We're going to stop who's praying, P-R-E-Y, on our I-N-G, on our people. And before I voted, when you vote, that's telling them that we love slavery. I don't care if you say I'm going to vote for Mandela Khan. Because the system stays in place after you vote for Barack Obama. You still got the system. And the system is what got to be the story. So we done started through things. Praying and voting, it don't work. If we go to school, we got people in HBCUs, Harvard and Yale, like Barack and Michelle. And what happened? They don't come to the community that needs them and build life-giving institutions. What they go do, they go join a corporation and get them $100,000 a year and say, look, I made it. So going to school, we didn't go to school to get us in this shit. And then when it comes to shooting, did we shoot our way into slavery? Oppression? Hell no. So we can't use those instruments to guide this, and we're going to have to do one thing. To close our eyes, because right now we don't like each other. But instead of each one teach one, each one reach one. Close your motherfucking eyes and become like Helen Keller, Jose Feliciano, Ray Charles, and Stevie Wonder, and say, I'm going to organize the people. And all you got to do is say, come on, people, we're going to get free. Okay, what are we going to get out of this, Mandela? You're going to get the most access to communication, water, food, clothing, shelter, health care, protection, education, and not indoctrination. We're going to get that? Who's going to pay for it? We are the government, and the government's not the people. What does that mean? That means who's going to protect the people? We. Who's going to serve the people? We. Who's going to build the people? We. That's French. We. We means us, not I. So what we have is 1,000 organizations and one people. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. That's wrong. And we got enough people in the municipalities to come together, and when it's time for revolution, it's not a black thing. It's led by the African workers and poor peasants under the red, black, and green. And it's exclusive, yet all-inclusive. So once we formed this country, black and white people fought for the Confederate flag. And black and white people fought against their mother, England, and the daughter won. That's America. Man, black and white people fight for the red, white, and blue. So this is not a request. This is a goddamn demand. If you want freedom, justice, and total independence, you got to stand up for the red, black, and green. And everyone who wants their freedom, justice, and total independence under the people's bloodless revolution, you get to the black of the bus, and you can be with us, just like the Panthers. The Panthers, you couldn't join the Black Panther Party, but you could join the Student for Democratic Society and the Weathermen, the FSLN. They all picked up the 10-point platform of the Panthers. They all started building life-giving institutions in their barrios, like our ghettos. Everybody was doing it under the leadership of the Panthers. So we're saying we got the formula, the main ingredient, with Class Action 567, but there's one clause. It's not Santa Claus. The clause is that we have to get together, irrespective of our bias and prejudice, and not liking each other. You can be homeless, or you can live in a house on a hill. And you can be a middle class, or what have you. But we know the middle class ain't going to never join on behalf of the people, so it's going to have to be the 80% of workers and poor peasants. We need at least 20% of those to come together without prejudice and without biasness. And we'll turn this shit over in the first 48 hours. And if we talk about empire, scandal, or power, the first 48 hours, I'm talking about freedom, justice, total independence. You ain't going to see this shit on TV. This is something that we got to make happen live and in the living color. We got to get out of our seat, on our feet, and into the streets for freedom and justice and total independence. But we need a multitude of people to come together to make that happen. And we got the power to do it. But will we do it? Goddamn why are we going to do it? Or we're going to face this Holocaust that we won't even recognize right now because we are living in the Holocaust, the genocide. So one way to stop it is we got to get our asses up. We got to come together. And don't look at nobody because you don't like them, because they're dirty or they're clean or what have you. We're all dirty. On the outside, we all Oreos. We look like each other. But on the inside, we got the white power system on our mind. And that shit's got to be wiped out from inside. Most of us, as we call them, they just break the fucking Oreo open, And they would lick the motherfucking light shit off and throw the two motherfucking dark crackers on the ground. I said, what kind of shit is that? You're supposed to eat the motherfucker whole. See, with the two black crackers on the inside, outside, we consume the white shit when we together. So all we got to do is be together. We'll consume theirs, and we ain't going to even have to confront them motherfuckers because they know they can't threaten jail and kill us all. I'll rest the case right there.
All right.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. I love that. All right. Thank everybody so very, very much, you know, for calling in. And we definitely appreciate our listeners. And we're going to end this show here tonight by a message from Tupac's auntie.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. Revolution of the spirit. The power of people is